verse 12 says, "But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God." Amen to that. I love that scripture. I love that truth today from John chapter 1. Verse 12. Well, welcome to Sunday worship. I am your host, Joey Kroll. I pray that you're having just a great start to your Sunday. Here we are. It's the weekend, this second day of August 2020. If you're not too familiar with Sunday worship, we focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. Let's start things off this half hour with the favorite hymn, "Oh, the Deep, Deep Love of Jesus."
To call them all.
Yes, thank you so much for tuning in to Sunday Worship today. It's Joey Kroll. And if you ever study the Gospels, Jesus had an interesting question that he sometimes asked people who were in great need. He asked it twice of people who were blind and also a man who was lame. He says, "What do you want me to do for you?" And it's obvious what people needed, so why did Jesus ask him? And sometimes, friend, I don't know about you, but we can get so used to our afflictions that they become as comfortable as an old shirt. In part, I think Jesus wanted people and us to be bold enough to move beyond where we are and to ask him for his help in doing so.
Weak and wounded sinner, lost and left to die. Oh, raise your head, for love is passing by. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus and live. Now your burden's lifted and carried far away, and precious blood has washed away the stain. So sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus and live. And like a newborn baby, don't be afraid to crawl. And remember, when you walk, sometimes we fall. So fall on Jesus, fall on Jesus, fall on Jesus and live. Sometimes the way is lonely and steep and filled with pain. So if your sky is dark and pours the rain, then cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus. When the love spills over and music fills the night, and when you can't contain your joy inside, then dance for Jesus, dance for Jesus, dance for Jesus. Final heartbeat, kiss the world goodbye. Then go in peace and laugh on glory's side. And fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus. Fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, and live.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
There was so much work left to do. praise you, and I will seek you in the morning, and I will learn to walk in your ways. And step by step, you'll lead me, and I will follow you all of my days. Sometimes I think of Abraham, how one star he saw had been lit for me. He was a stranger in this land, and I am that no less than he. And on this road to righteousness, sometimes the climb can be so steep. I may falter in my steps, but never beyond your reach. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. I will seek you in the morning, and I will learn to walk in your ways. And step by step, you'll lead me, and I will follow you all of my days.
And I will follow you all of my days.
And I will follow you all of my days.
We are lifting up the name of Jesus. You're listening to Sunday Worship. It's Joey Kroll here with you. Connect with me on Facebook. Just go to facebook.com/Joey Kroll Online. facebook.com/Joey Kroll Online. And I'll tell you what, friend, if we're honest with ourselves, we would put the word sacrifice at the top of the list of words we'd rather avoid. Can I get an amen on that? Because the dictionary defines sacrifice as this. Listen, the surrender or destruction of something prized or desirable for the sake of something with a higher claim. Friend, we sacrifice when we give up something precious, maybe personal or profitable to us. Children might sacrifice their favorite toys for a charity drive. A firefighter or a soldier might sacrifice his or her own life to save others. And friend, many Christians serve God only when it's convenient. We're willing to give something to God as long as it doesn't cost too much. Friend, true worship means counting the cost without fear and serving God without thought of convenience or cause.
Clear the stage and set the sound and lights ablaze. If that's the measure you must take to crush the idols. Jerk the pews and all the decorations too, until the congregation's few, then have revival. Tell your friends that this is where the party ends, until you're broken for your sins, you can't be social. Then seek the Lord and wait for what he has in store, and know that great is your reward, so just be hopeful. 'Cause you can sing all you want to, yes you can sing all you want to. You can sing all you want to and still get it wrong. Worship is more than a song. Take a break from all the plans that you have made, and sit at home alone and wait for God to whisper. Beg him please to open up his mouth and speak, and pray for real upon your knees until they blister. Shine the light on every corner of your life, until the pride and lust and lies are in the open. Then read the word and put to test the things you've heard, until your heart and soul are stirred and rocked and broken. 'Cause you can sing all you want to, yes you can sing all you want to. You can sing all you want to and still get it wrong. Worship is more than a song. We must not worship something that's not even worth it. Clear the stage, make some space for the one who deserves it. Anything I put before my God is an idol. Anything I want with all my heart is an idol. And anything I can't stop thinking of is an idol. And anything that I give all my love is an idol. I can sing all I want to. We can sing all we want to and still get it wrong. 'Cause worship is more than a song. Seek the Lord and wait for what he has in store, and know that great is your reward, so just be hopeful.
You're listening to Sunday Worship.
Jesus the Nazarene. took my sin and my sorrow and made them his very own. He bore the burden to Calvary and suffered and died alone. Singing, how marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. Singing, how marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me.
Listen to this beautiful scripture passage from Isaiah 49, verses 15 and 16. It says, "Can a woman forget her nursing child, that she should have no compassion on the son of her womb? Even these may forget, yet I will not forget you. Behold, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me."
Remember me in a Bible cracked and faded by the year. Remember me in a sanctuary filled with silent prayer. Remember me when you pray and tears of joy fall from your eyes. Remember me when the children leave their Sunday school with smiles. Remember me when they're old enough to teach.
Pretty song. That's Mark Schultz and Remember Me. My name is Joey Kroll, and you are listening to Sunday Worship today here on Great News Radio. Be sure to set your alarms to wake up with Mark Burns tomorrow morning for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. What a great way to start off your week. That's 7:32 a.m. tomorrow morning. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.